head out to the McLaren Health Plan phone line and talk with Judy Putnam, who's with the Michigan League for Human Services. Judy, how are you?
I'm fine, Tony. How are you doing today?
I'm doing very well. The league recently released reports detailing, from your perspective, that Michigan families will see $244 million in tax hikes, and also that you believe that the workers in Detroit, Battle Creek, Saginaw, and West Michigan will lose out the most. Tell us about this.
Well, we took a look using some IRS data provided by the Brookings Institution. We tried to take a look at the earned income tax credit cuts that were passed last year, what that meant in each lawmaker's backyard. And we think they might be surprised to find that it's not just Democratic urban areas, but rural and Republican areas, our families are being really negatively impacted by these decisions. And I should say small businesses, too.
Why so much small businesses?
Well, the earned income tax credit has a long bipartisan history. It rewards work. It goes to lower-income working families. So folks who are like child care aides, nursing home aides, janitors, people who work really hard but don't make a lot of money. So the idea is that this credit helps offset all the taxes they pay through sales tax and other areas. And when folks who have a lot of needs get that credit back when they file their taxes, they really spend it, and they spend it fast. They might repair their auto, they might pay their back rent, pay their utilities, maybe buy a used washer, even a new washer, but they spend it. And research shows it's spent fast and it's spent locally. So that is a very effective stimulant for small businesses.
So are these losses just an indication that these people are being ignored and expected to take a bigger brunt of the tax cuts?
I would say I would have to agree with that, yes, because we saw a very large decrease for the business taxes, the business income taxes last year. They were reduced by 83%. Our businesses pay less than any state in the country, and we're looking at even more business tax cuts. At the same time, we had a 23% increase on individuals and income taxes. The earned income tax credit and taxes on seniors were the bulk of that increase.
So you're saying big business gets out of paying these taxes?
Gets out of paying the corporate income. Well, yes. I mean, that was kind of our major theme last year, to reduce business taxes and increase individual income taxes. So individuals are paying much more of a share for the services we need, such as education and health care, help for abused children, other public services that make our lives better, like parks.
Now, Judy, what we hear from the opposing point of view is that business was paying too much, and therefore they weren't able to hire people.
Well, you know, when you look at the research on what causes the economy to improve and for job hiring, the things like the earned income tax credit that have this immediate
stimulant
effect. All
right, Judy, I've got to get to a hard news break. I'm going to call you back. We're going to get you back on the program so we can finish this. Thank you.
Thank you, Tony.